This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is planning to terminate its coronavirus task force despite the continued spread of the COVID-19 infection in the United States and a growing death toll from the disease. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed Tuesday the task force headed by Vice President Mike Pence will be winding down. During a visit to a factory in Phoenix, Arizona that produces face masks, Trump told reporters Mike Pence and the task force have done a great job, but now we're looking at a little bit of a different form, and that form is safety and opening. The United States currently has 1.2 million confirmed coronavirus infections, more than any other country in the world, and more than 70,000 COVID-19 deaths. Trump acknowledged that the health crisis is far from over, but said we can't keep our country closed for the next 5 years. The U.S. economy has been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said Tuesday he expects the unemployment rate for April to be above 16%, maybe as high as 20%, he said. He told CNN, "We are looking at probably the worst unemployment rate since the Great Depression." U.S. vaccine expert Rick Bright has filed a whistleblower complaint, according to his lawyer, after being forced out of his position as director of a biomedical research unit last month after he voiced concern about promotion of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19. The drug was championed by President Trump in recent press conferences. Bright's attorney announced the lawsuit Tuesday, telling a reporter with CNN that his client will testify before Congress later this month. Bright's complaint also says his early warnings about the coming pandemic and shortages of emergency supplies were ignored by the administration. This is VOA News.